This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Cattitude. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern, and really excited to have today's guest back. And we're going to talk about something that we have never talked about on Cattitude with all the shows we've done. And it's an amazingly interesting subject. So, cat chakras. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Julianne Thorne. She is a holistic cat therapist, author, and of course, cat mom. So welcome, Julianne. And you're joining us from, as we say, across the pond. No, do we say that? Across the ocean.
It is across the pond. You're absolutely right. Thank you, Michelle. It's lovely to be here. I'm in the UK. So yes, a few miles away.
Yes. So previously, when you were on Cattitude, we talked about herb therapy. And you wrote a great book on that. And now you have a book called Cat Chakras, A Complete Guide to Clearing, Cleansing, and Balancing Your Cat's Core Energy Centers.
Yeah, two books.
Before we get into the why you wrote Cat Chakras, what is your background?
Sure. So I've got a degree in psychology. So I actually, when I finished school, went to university and started to look at behavior and the science of people. And when I left university, I got my first cat, Pickle, and she was incredibly poorly. And I'm the kind of person that asks why. So, you know, I look into why is she poorly? What's not going on? Why is that not right? How can we get better help? How can we help her more? So, you know, I kind of investigate, I suppose. And Pickle led me to train in different complementary modalities. So as you mentioned about the Aromatic Cat book, you know, I've trained in feline self-selection. And I've got other qualifications in meditation, chakra work, aura cleansing. And I brought it all together when Pickle had various problems. I learned about animal communication and how to support her holistically. And by holistically, I meant, you know, with every element that impacts her. You know, holistic, in my opinion, isn't alternative. It's not just complementary. It's working with the vet and medication and having that holistic approach to look at all elements that impact cats, to use my kind of scientific background to then move into the holistic realm as well.
Okay, thanks. And why did you write Cat Chakras? What did you think that, I guess, the feline community, which is people that are cat pet parents that are considering it or just have a deep, deep interest in cats, those would all be included. Why did you think they need to know about cat chakras? Because this is not a subject that's widely talked about in the feline world.
Oh, you're absolutely right. It is not talked about a lot, if at all. And I really hope that the book changes that. So I wrote the book because I've been offering cat chakra treatments, you know, one-to-one with clients for a while. And I wanted to give people the opportunity to help their cats themselves. You know, it's all very well coming to me or going to, you know, going to see a therapist or having a treatment by somebody else. But we love our cats so much. They are in so many ways more than family members. And I wanted people to have the opportunity to explore and energy work, whether they were new to it or had previous experience of energy work. I wanted them to be able to support their cat themselves, you know, give them the tools to provide that holistic approach in the comfort of their own home.
And Julianne, let's talk about what exactly are chakras. Most people, if they've heard the term, know that it has to do with parts of the body and there's different colors, and they've heard about clearing or cleansing. But that's, I mean, they might have heard it in a movie or article or something, but it's not something that is talked about a lot. It's very holistic. So kind of, I guess, in a simplified explanation, what are chakras?
So chakras are the core energy centers of the body. So humans have them, cats have them, dogs have them, and they are the kind of gateway between the physical body and the external environment. So it's almost like the energy can flow from the environment into the cat and from the cat out into the environment. So if we see a cat being frustrated and showing a behavior, scratching the sofa, they are actually moving energy. And equally, on the flip side of that, if a cat isn't able to perform a traditional cat behavior, it can block one of their chakras. It can impact the energy center in the body. And as you rightly said, Michelle, each of the, so in my experience, there are seven main chakras. There are some schools of thought that believe that there are more. But in with the seven main ones that I work with in the book, I talk about how they are connected to different parts of the physical body, different organs, different glands. They're also connected to different behaviors, different emotions. So it can be a beautiful world and a great way to support your cat with a very different perspective to perhaps that which has been traditionally used in the past.
Okay, thanks for that explanation. And you talk in the book a little, you know, a lot about, you know, energies and feeling energy. And that's a lot of what clearing chakras is about. And I am sure, having said that, that there's a lot of people out there that think, okay, this is, what's that phrase, hokey pokey. This is like craziness. It doesn't make sense. When I was in grad school, and this is for an MBA, one of my first classes was written on, you know, the use of crystals for different purposes. So there's a lot of alternative ways. It's just maybe in, you know, in a lot of Western medicine, as they call it, we don't always think outside our box of standard medicine. But you talked a lot about energy, and you made a great point as far as how, you know, people can feel energy. So can you talk about that? Like, you know, you come into a room, you could feel things. Have you ever been into a place, like say you go to a retail store and you can tell that it's uncomfortable and you just want to leave because the vibe, quote, energy is just not comfortable?
I think in this day and age, we are so used to believing what we can see. And that's why I think, like you mentioned before, about the kind of hokey pokey, like the woo-woos is also the term that I hear a lot. You know, people don't always believe in energy or understand it because they can't always see it. But we can all feel it. And exactly like you said, and I mentioned in the book, everybody has felt energy. You know, I'm sure people listening, if they've walked into a room and you can kind of sense the tension. Now, tension is energy. You can sense that people have had an argument or they're angry or someone's upset. And also we notice it with our animals. So I'm sure, again, there are many of us who have gone to the vets or looked at our cats or our animals and thought, they just don't seem right. Might not be able to articulate why that is, but you just know there's a sense, there's a feeling. So everything is made of energy, even static items like my bookcase, you know, the computers. And us as human beings, we create energy when we digest food. You know, our nervous system, our in the blood in our body as it moves, our cell regeneration. So everything is made of energy. And when it comes to cats and their chakras, it's just a new realm. It's just something that perhaps hasn't been talked about before or we're not fully aware of. But that energy connection, the capacity for us to sense and feel and work with energy has been around for so, so long.
Great explanation. And you're absolutely right. I don't think there's very many of us that have not either walked into a place or been in a situation where something feels off. I mean, it could be as simple as even if you've ever walked into, you know, a retail store that usually a smaller store and just felt, okay, the vibe is uncomfortable here or the vibe is welcoming here.
Absolutely.
So, or party or anything. So
yeah, a meeting. Yeah, absolutely. We feel it. We're not always aware of what it is. It's like a muscle. You know, if you go to the gym, you may not be able to lift massive weight straight away. You start off with a small dumbbell. Energy sensing, energy work is exactly the same. We all have the capacity and we have all felt it and experienced it. You may just not be aware of it or know how to tap into that awareness and that connection. So it's just a question of learning the skills of how to do it, which hopefully I've detailed in the book.
That's great information. And I think it helps people to understand that they might, people that are thinking, you know, or might have the mindset, and there's nothing wrong with that, that, oh, I can't even wrap my head around this conversation. Think outside the box, because there are a lot of things that are not explained. I mean, the moon moves the tides. So if that could move water, you know, I don't know. Does that make sense, Julie?
Yeah. So like, and that's the thing. You can't see the moon moving the water, can you? You don't see the moon like, you know, swish it to and fro in a bucket. But we know that that happens. And again, with energy, there are scientific studies. You know, I don't quote them in the book because I'm not here to prove that what I do works. But there are scientific studies where they look at atoms and DNA and energy and how it moves and how you can sense it in different places. You know, I've read, being the psychologist at heart, I've read so many books about it. And like I said, it is kind of, we are conditioned or used to believing what we can see. And actually, this is a case where it's about believing what you can feel. And that's not a space that we are, I would say, necessarily encouraged to lead into, which again is why, like you said, Michelle, this isn't a very well-known topic. It's not a very, you know, popular experience or approach, but it's real. And I've had some beautiful results with my own cats and with clients when I've offered them energy work, when we've used color therapy. It's been such a beautiful transformation to support the cat's health, well-being, and kind of overall demeanor. It's a wonderful way to support that Western medicine approach that you mentioned.
Okay, and before we take our break and then go on to the second half, what are some things cat pet parents need to consider when using holistic methods for healing? And you mention this often in the book, that it's not a substitute for not visiting your veterinarian, but there are some things to consider.
Absolutely. So energy medicine, energy work is exactly like you said, it's a form of medicine. So you need to respect that. You know, respect that you're working with energy, respect that you are a being of energy. So when you're working with your cat, there is an exchange of energy. You know, I talk about grounding your own energy in the book. I talk about kind of preparing your intention for the session if you go to work with your cat, like you would if you were getting a medication from the vet. You'd find out how to administer it to your cat. You'd find out what the likely side effects could be or how the medication may impact your cat's behavior or appetite or whatever. And energy work is the same. So it can influence and impact the cat, which can manifest in real ways that you can see, a change of behavior, a change in emotional state. The biggest top tip for me, I think, when it comes to looking into or stepping into trialing energy work, is to be open and also to discuss it with your vet. Like you said, I have a very close relationship with my vet. I am pro-vet, you know, because in my experience with Pickle and my two boys, Leo and baby Max, that holistic approach is myself and my vet. You know, it's not me versus my vet. I can't cure a broken leg with one of my boys with energy work. I will help the bones to heal. I can potentially reduce pain. I can support the emotional strain of dealing with that trauma. But ultimately, I want the vet to be able to put pins or a cast or whatever it may be onto my cat's leg to help it heal. So it is really about having that joined up approach in my experience.
Okay, thank you. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your cat tree tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. C-A-T-T-R-E-E-T-R-A-Y.com.
Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Julie Ann Thorne, who wrote the book Cat Chakras. This has been so much great information. So now that we've talked about what chakras are about, cat chakras, a bit about holistic medicine, how would you begin the process of clearing your cat's chakras? There's so much great detail in your book. Of course, this is just an overview.
I was going to say, so the first thing I would say would be to look at the book, because it is that I've put a detailed breakdown of how to kind of get yourself ready in the cat. One of the things I would say for a high level, it's about creating the space and, you know, setting the scene for the environment. So if you think about it, if you went to go and have a massage or a spa treatment, you don't just, you know, have a facial when you're sat on the bus going to work. You know, you go to a place where there is soft music, the light is slightly dimmed, you know, the environment is welcoming. And that we also need to provide for cats, because they are predator and prey animals. So they don't just kind of rock up and, you know, roll over ready for healing. And especially some nervous cats or anxious or aggressive cats, you need to take into consideration the individual requirements and the individual needs of that cat. So it's about turning off distractions. It's about being really present with them. And it's about giving yourself the opportunity to come out of your headspace, where we spend a lot of time thinking and doing, you know, checking emails, looking after family, the next job to do, etc. Coming into your heart space, which is where we have the heart to heart connection, chakra to chakra with our cats, and offering them the space to step into energy work. And when you can set the scene and when you can show up from a grounded and kind of open energetic space, then you can step into working with your cat and offering them the opportunity to balance their chakras or clear their chakras, whatever it is that they may need, and then enjoy that healing experience together. It's really about deepening your connection with them when you step into this space of energy work between the two of you.
That says it. As you were talking, I was thinking, you know, it's the same as, have you ever been in a situation and, you know, this is where you don't have your head right, and whether it's a job interview or meeting someone or having anxiety, and just saying, no, I'm going to focus and I'm going to get my mind in the right set. Same thing, right? If you're not in your mind is not set and you're cleared and you're ready to begin the work, it's not going to be in the right mindset. So it's just not going to happen. It's not like it's magic. I mean, right? You have to be in the right mindset so that you can perform this, the cleansing and whatever else is, you know, needed to clear your cat's chakras.
Yeah, for sure. So, imagine if you went to a meeting that, you know, they were going to talk about budgets, for example, and you turned up and you've got your notebook and you've got your presentation all about resources. The meeting's not potentially going to go very well because, you know, you haven't come with the right tools, with the right kit. And energy work is exactly the same. So showing up whilst you're looking at your phone or checking emails and thinking about things to do, trust me, I've got this experience, the cat won't want to join you in that healing session. And also for people, so I've been doing energy work now, oh my gosh, for nearly 10 years, I would say. And I still take a moment before I do any energy work, with clients or my own boys, I take a moment to prepare myself, to catch my breath, to come into the present moment where I can then use my energy, let's say muscle, you know, that energy skill to then work with the cat. So, you know, I've been doing it for a while. I would not say I'm a pro, because I think you can always grow and evolve. However, like, I still need to take a moment to get like into the zone. So it's the same for other people. If you read the book, if you're struggling to connect with your cat, be patient and be kind to yourself. Just keep trying, keep flexing that muscle of feeling into the energy, and make sure that you show up in the best way that you can. If you're going to have a session with your cat, turn off distractions, create a quiet space for both of you, and honor the fact that you're there with them, you know, and really kind of open your heart to that experience.
That's great to hear, because it seems like just about anyone that is open to doing this would have the ability to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I firmly believe that everybody has the capacity. We are all beings made of energy, every human being, every human. So in my opinion, every human can connect with and use and sense energy. Some people may not believe in it, so they won't be able to do it. Some people may be scared of it, so they won't want to do it. So it's not for everyone, and I fully understand that. However, I wrote the book because there are people that want to know more, that are curious. And if somebody's a bit scared or nervous about using energy work, like with their hands, you know, sensing and feeling energy, which I talk about in the book, they can start off in a really simple way. So something called color therapy, which I talk about in the book, which is offering different colors to your cats. As you mentioned right at the beginning, Michelle, that the chakras are associated with different colors. And that's absolutely true. So you can put down different pieces of fabric or different pieces of even colored paper on the floor and see what your cat will do. And I guarantee you, at some point, your cat will sit on one of the pieces of color, whether that's fabric or paper or t-shirts or scarves, whatever you've got, because each of those colors has a unique frequency. And after all, that's what energy is made of. Energy is made of frequency, and that is what your cat is working with. And they can show you that without you having to try to get it moving in your hands or working with your body. You can put those colors down and watch what your cat will do, and they will show you how they work with energy.
I think that's mind-blowing. Okay, thank you for all of that. Can someone who is thinking about, they have your book, they want to do a cleansing of chakras for their cat, can you do something wrong? So should somebody have fear that, oh, what if I mess up and make a mistake and mess up a chakra or something like that? Can someone make a mistake?
That's a beautiful question. Can someone make a mistake? So when it comes to energy work, it's based in your intention. So if you intend to step into the session with your cat to heal and balance them, it will go as you intend for it to do. It might not be as powerful as you may want it to be if there is fear underlying that. So say, for example, if I was new, I read the book, I'm going to give it a go with Leo. If, you know, on one level I'm open, but on another level I'm scared, the energy will move, just perhaps not as much as it could. Is it going to cause damage? Not unless I think and I wish and I hope for it to cause damage, which of course I wouldn't, because I love my cat. So energy, and I'm sure people have heard this before, energy flows where intention goes. So that's why setting the scene is so crucial and important, because how you show up will indicate how the session will go. And I would always say to people, if you're nervous, if you're scared, feel into that first. You know, energy work is about the exchange between you and your cat and working with them and, you know, the universal energy. So if you're scared or nervous, feel into that a little before you bring your cat into the session. In terms of getting a chakra wrong, you know, having it over or underactive, yes, you can charge them. You can reduce energy. However, what you'll find, and again, in my experience with clients, if I start to work with a chakra before it gets to the point that it's either too charged or too reduced, the cat will walk away. So the cat isn't just a bystander in the kind of treatment or the healing experience with you. They are also a sentient being. So they will share with you and show you what they need. They might move a certain part of their body into your hand or into whatever tool you're using with them, or they'll get up and walk away. So if they do, then you're done and you don't have to worry about having their chakras being imbalanced.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Should you clear your cat's chakras regularly? And would that be by a specific time, or it's more based on how you feel the energy of your cat?
You can do both. What I would say is it's a great way to manage their health and well-being. So I would love for myself, I'd love to have a massage, a full body massage every month. Unfortunately, I don't get to the therapist that often. In fact, probably not once a quarter. So, you know, the energy work is a way to maintain health and well-being. If your cat has got a physical issue, there's an energy imbalance and regular work would be preferable. However, I would recommend doing it as much as you're drawn to. So there are times when one of my cats, Leo, he will have healing, I don't know, maybe once a month, maybe if that. Whereas my other cat, Baby Max, he has a little bit of healing probably most days. So it really depends on what the cat will show you, how they connect with you. And there'll be some cats that will show you that they're ready to have healing. They'll sit with you, or they'll sit in those colored pieces that I mentioned. So there isn't really a tick box right way to do it. The best piece of advice I can give is use your intuition, which I do mention a lot in the book. see how often you are drawn to offer it to your cat, because it's an exchange. You're not doing it to them, you're working with them. So see what you feel.
And what if you, thank you, and what if you have more than one cat? Can you do a group, or is it the energies are too different? You know, managing three different energies, say if you have three cats, is going to be too challenging. You need to really work one-on-one.
Absolutely. Again, I kind of come back to the massage parallel. So if you were going to have a massage, you know, would you want to be in a group with sort of three or four other people? You know, I mean, personally, I wouldn't. I mean, there may be some people that would be up for that. But it's in terms of energy and with cats, because they are incredibly sensitive, it is better, in my opinion, to work one-on-one. If you've got a multi-cat home, which, you know, obviously I do, then what I would advise, and again, this is in the book, is to create that space. And it might be that you close other cats out of a room. Now, obviously, please don't do that if they get stressed or anxious. You know, you've got to manage the individual needs, emotional and mental health needs of your cat. But create the space for one at a time. Leo has healing on the bed, generally on the corner of the bed, and I'm sat near him. Whereas with baby Max, he has his healing when he sat on my lap. And sometimes that's downstairs, sometimes that's upstairs. So with multi-cat homes, it is a beautiful tool, a great complementary kind of modality to bring into multi-cat homes. And that's where actually the colour therapy, those coloured pieces of fabric around the house, are brilliant. So we've got them. We've got seven pieces of fabric in our house. We've got three on the spare bed and the rest are downstairs. And I see both the boys sleeping on different colours. So the last 2 days, it's been really interesting. I've been very busy with calls, so I've been very frantic with my energy, and the boys have been taking it in turns to sleep on the red cat bed, which red is for the root chakra, which is about grounding. So it's no surprise to me that my boys are trying to ground their energy when mine at the moment is very frantic and very busy. So with multi-cat homes, it's a beautiful opportunity to give them the space to heal by having those colors in the house to help each cat deal with whichever energetic needs they have.
I think that's fascinating. What are some of the long-term benefits of doing chakra work for your cats?
So any physical issue, in my opinion, is caused by an energy imbalance. So when you have regular energy maintenance, you're supporting the health and well-being of the cat. Now, that's the physical body, their mental health and emotional health. And yet energy work is a component of health management. You know, we don't have, for example, like Reiki treatments or energy treatments, and that's the only thing that keeps us going, happy, healthy and well. We eat well, we exercise, we socialize, you know, we have restful time, we have joyful time. So it's exactly the same with cats, you know, giving them an all-round approach to supporting their environment, their physical body themselves. That's how energy work can help them to be a happy, healthy cat.
I think it's fascinating. And I plan to do a lot of chakra work. My cats need it, especially Charlotte, because she has a lot of stress. I can feel her. So Julianne, we've talked a lot about cat chakras, but people have chakras as well. So should people make sure that they're balanced before they work with their cats or in tune with their cats?
Yes. So as you said, we are all beings made of energy. And if I went to work with one of my boys straight after having a day of calls or, you know, having a very intense situation or feeling tired, my energy flow, my energy in my body isn't going to flow as well. Now, when we're working with cats and their chakras, we're not using our energy to charge or to balance theirs. We're tapping into, I call universal, some people call source energy, align with whichever word works for you. We're not taking it from me and giving it to the cats. It's coming through me for them. So it is really helpful for us as the humans, the pet parents, the cat guardians, to manage our own energy. And that's where, for me, the kind of the undercurrent and the foundations of the book are around our health and well-being. So yes, you can offer your cat a chakra cleanse. Yes, you can balance their chakras. But also, how are you looking after yourself? You know, are you supporting your own energy centers by managing, you know, your health and well-being? Because as I said, with the example with Leo, I was stressed. I'd had a busy day. And in fact, both my boys, not just Leo, baby Max as well, they can feel that energy. So to help to balance your cat's chakras, it is helpful to manage your own as well. And in the book, I've got a really helpful, almost like a mini meditation where I talk about a tool called the Calm Connection. And that's about taking, you know, a few deep breaths with your eyes closed and doing that before you prepare the session for your cat. But actually, and a lot of my clients and people in my soul-led guardian program will share with you, I use that tool all the time, closing my eyes, pausing what I'm doing, taking a few deep breaths. It really helps to center and ground myself and my energy. So before you start to work with your cats, take a breath, you know, catch yourself and come into the moment as well, because your energy is just as important as your cats.
Yes, it is. I absolutely agree. So Julianne, if someone is very interested in cat chakras, but they're a little apprehensive about doing it themselves, is there somebody to reach out to, or are they need to be out of your book and do it themselves? I know that it's not something that is widespread, at least not in the US. Probably a little bit more widespread, I think, in Europe, but not so much in the US and North America. But is there someone to call or reach out to?
It's not very widespread here either, Michelle, unfortunately, which is sad, to be honest. So I would say if you read the book and you're not quite sure, come and join the Naturally Cats community. So I offer a handful of opportunities every month where I work with clients one-to-one and offer chakra cleanses for their cats. If you're not ready to even take that step, because for some people that can still be a bit daunting, you know, my chakra cleanses are all remote. I work with the cat's picture, shift its energy, you know, through the connection. And even if you're not kind of comfortable of taking that step and offering your cat a chakra cleanse, just follow me online, come into the community, watch my lives, start to kind of absorb the content and information about chakras, you know. And if people are still nervous or cautious, start with the humans. You know, I think sometimes we can be very, I've certainly had times in the past where I've been very nervous or apprehensive about working with my cats, whether it was Leo and baby Max or Pickle, the cat that came before, about trying something with them. So I've kind of looked at it into myself. You know, I've looked at what I can do from a human perspective, because it's easier to connect or to understand that element. And then my cats have led me to investigate it more with cats. So work, you know, kind of backwards. If you're not confident to do it from the book, book a session with me and I can do a healing treatment with your cat. And if you're still not confident or comfortable with that, just come and join the Naturally Cats community. Watch some of my lives. I share chakra cleanses every month for previous clients so you can understand what to expect. I do webinars every month. I do classes. You know, I have a lot of free options that people can come and join. So you can just start to like just observe and sort of understand and absorb information about cats and chakras. And then there will be a moment. You will have that moment where you feel, okay, well, I'll give it a go. Because if you're inspired to get the book or you're inspired to come into the Naturally Cats community, there is a part of your energy centers. There is one of your chakras that is open and ready to work with energy with your cat. It might just take a little time and that's okay.
That makes perfect sense. Where can people buy your book? And also for everybody listening, on the show page for this episode, there will be a link to Julianne's website. And where can people buy your book, Julianne?
So you can get a signed copy from my website, naturallycats.co.uk, but it's also available on Amazon and all other online retailers. So I am based in the UK. So to be honest, shipping to the US, you're probably better off getting it from somewhere like Amazon or one of the online retailers. But if you particularly wanted a signed copy, I do ship to the US. So you can get it from me or from an online retailer.
I want to thank you so much for coming on Catitude and sharing this fascinating information. I appreciate it so much. So thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Michelle. It's been a real honor to be able to give cats a voice. That's my mission. You'll see it all over my social media and my content. You know, my hashtag is giving cats a voice. And as we said right at the beginning, this is a bit of a new world, a new realm for cat lovers and pet parents. So I hope that people have enjoyed this segment. Thank you very much for listening. And I look forward to seeing you in the Naturally Cats community. And thank you very much, Michelle. It's been lovely to be here.
I hope you all enjoyed this episode. I really found it informative and so different. Be sure to check out Cat Chakras by Julianne Thorne. Also her website, naturallycats.co.uk. And I'd like to thank my guest, Julianne, for coming on the show. I'd like to thank everyone listening to Catitude. I so appreciate it and appreciate your loyalty for all these years. thanks to my cats who are open to chakra cleansing, and I can't wait to dive even further into it. Thanks, Dennis, Molly, and Charlotte. And of course, thank you to my amazing producer, Mark Winter, for working his magic so that every episode sounds amazing. And hey, remember, lose the attitude and have catitude.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.